We're in the middle of the days of Sfiras HaOmer. This week's Parsha, we know Parsha's Emoi, is also the Parsha where the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is written. So it's a Dovah Be'itoi, a good time to discuss a little bit about what is this avodah that we should be doing in these days of Sfiras HaOmer, getting ourselves ready for the Yom Tov of Kabbalas HaTorah. The Ramban, this week's Parsha, famous words of the Ramban, tells us a very, very big chiddush. Writes the Ramban, we have a mitzvah to count 49 days of the Omer, v'hayomim hasafirim beintayim, those days which we count between Pesach and Shavuos, is kacholoi shel moyed, is like chol hamoyed, bein harishoin v'hashmini b'chag. Like when it comes to the Yom Tov of Sukkos, we have the first days of Sukkos, and then we have the last day of Sukkos, and we have Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres. Says the Ramban that the Yom Tov of Kabbalas HaTorah of Shavuos is like an Atzeres. The Torah calls it Atzeres. Is like the last day of Pesach, and all the days of the Sfira between are considered days of Chol HaMoed. And the Sfas Emes adds on to the words of the Ramban. Where does the Ramban get this gewaldige chiddush that to say that today is like a day of Chol HaMoed, and Azoi Shteit in Rabbeinu Bechai as well? Says the Sfas Emes, because if we look in this week's Parsha, we see Parsha's Emoi, we all know, is written the Parsha of Moadim, where the Torah takes us through all the Yom Tovim from the entire year, the Sholosh Shagulim, with Rosh Hashanah, with Yom HaKippurim, is all mentioned, a Parsha of the Parsha of the Yom Tovim, and also of Shabbos. And in the middle of this Parsha, suddenly we have the psikim of the Sfiras HaOmer, that the Torah tells us, V'sfartem lachem mimochas ha-shabbos, m'yom av'yachem ha-soyma ha-tanifa, sheva shabusos temimos tiyena. We have the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Now the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is an important mitzvah, but why is this put into the Parsha of the Yomim Tovim, of the Moadim? Says the Sfas Emes, the fact that we see that the Torah has placed this mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer in the Parsha of Yomim Tovim comes to teach us Shehema Yomim Tovim Kamoi Chol HaMoed. Like the Ramban says, and then he says even more, the Torah tells us that these days of Sfiras HaOmer, Sheva Shabusois Temimois Tiyena, those are days which should be seven Shabusois. It seems that has even not only a Kedisha of Chol HaMoed, but even a Shtikel, a Kedisha like of Shabbos. And therefore it's put in this Parsha, Parsha Yomim Tovim, and the Parsha where it's mentioned Shabbos. And we see this is brought Lahalucha in the Mishnah Brira. The Mishnah Brira and Siman Tuf Tzadi Gimel explains the psak of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says there in Sif Dalad, Nohagi Hanushim Shaloi Lasos Melucha Mipesach Va'ad Atzeres. Says the Shulchan Aruch that women are noyeg not to do Melucha from Pesach until Atzeres, until Shavuos. Says the Mishnah Brira, it doesn't mean the entire 7 weeks you can't do any Melucha. Says Mishvi, it refers to the time when one counts Sfiras HaOmer. When it comes a time to count Sfiras HaOmer, then even women who don't, not even mechiv to count the Omer, but yet it's correct for women not to do melucha. And the Mishabri adds, not only women, men as well, should not do melucha. The question is, why shouldn't you be doing a melucha? Says the Mishabri, because the Torah says sheva shabusois, and shabusois is melushon shavis, a lushon of resting. You shouldn't be doing melucha. Therefore, says the Mishnah Brira, when it's the time to count Sfiras HaOmer, there's a minig, especially for women and even for men, not to do any type of heavy melucha. Heavy melucha, writing other things one can, but heavy melucha one shouldn't do. So you see here, like the Ramban says, that these days are days which are considered like days of Chol HaMoed, days which are like Shabbos. Now there is a sefer called Irin Kadishin, which Divrei Torah from the Heilige Rishna, Rabbi Saul von Rishon, and he comes along and he says a vote which, when I saw it, I got a little bit of a shock. And he says as follows: every Yom Tov and every Shabbos, we know it comes that Yom Tov, it comes Shabbos, so it's now Kedishas Shabbos, it's Kedishas Yom Tov. Says the Rishna, Shavuos, however, the Yom Tov of Kabbalas HaTorah is the exception to the rule. Then it just doesn't come so easily, the Kedisha with all the Madregas of Kabbalas HaTorah. Rather, it depends on how we have prepared ourselves during the days of Sfiras HaOmer. Because the Torah tells us, you know when it's the Yom Tov of Kabbalas HaTorah? V'svartem lachem Sheva Shabbos is Timimus Tiyena. Entire 7 weeks, you have to count the 50 days, 7 complete weeks. Ad Mimochas HaShabbos HaShis Tisprim Chamishim Yoim. Then, after that, Vikravta Mincha Chadush Lashem. Then you come to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Said the Heilige Rishna, just like when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, the Rabbi Hashem wanted to give them really the Torah straight away. But they were not able, they were not worthy, they were not on the Madrega to be able to accept the Torah. They had to come to a level to be able to accept the Torah. Said the Rishna, similarly, every single year, Yidden Klal Yisrael have to go through the process of the Avodah of the days of Sfiras HaOmer. And then we can come to be makabel the Yom Tov properly of Shavuos. The Imlav, says the Rishna, if a person hasn't prepared himself properly in the Yemei HaSfira, he will not be able to have and to utilize to its utmost the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Ki regel zeh tuli v'oymed ba'avoidoseini. This Yom Tov of Shavuos is totally dependent on how we get ourselves ready, how we prepare ourselves during the avoida of the Sfira. And I found that Be'emes this Yisod is already written by one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, Rabbeinu Bachai, in this week's Parsha, Pechov Gimel, Pusik Tezayin, asks, why is it that we find all the Yomim Tovim, the Rabbi Shem has given us a date when this Yom Tov comes? Pesach is written, Pesach is on the 15th of Nisan, Sikkot is on the 15th of Tishri, Rosh Hashanah is on the 1st of Tishri, Yom Kippur is on the 10th of Tishri. Only it comes to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, says Rabbeinu Bachai, Lo Yizkira Chag Shavuos Beyichud Keshah HaChagim. The Rabbeinu Shem hasn't written clearly in the Torah, specifically, what day of the month is this Yom Tov? V'shiyoyma B'chodesh HaShlishi B'shishi Boy. The Torah doesn't write on the 3rd month, on the 6th day of the month, will be the Yom Tov of Shavuos, K'moy Shema B'Pesach, B'Chamisha Usa B'Yoyim L'Chodesh Hazeh Chag HaMatzes. Why? Says Rabbeinu Bachai these words. Bula Lamed, it comes to teach us ki hi chag nigra acha mitzvas ho'oimer. This chag is nigra, it's schlepped after, it depends on the mitzvah of the Sfiras HaOmer. V'arbuim v'tishim yoim shesoifrim bein rishon shel Pesach ad Shavuos hine kechol haShemoyed. And he says the same Yisod, these are days of Chol HaShemoyed, which builds up until we come to the finale, which is the Chag of Kabbalas HaTorah. The Sefer Ginza Yisroel from Azayda, from the Chodke Rebbe, he wants to explain also with this what we find in Parshas Pinchas. Again, Parshas Pinchas, the Torah tells us all the Yom Tovim. There the Torah writes, if Yom HaBikirim, when it becomes Yom HaBikirim, the Yom Tov of Kabbalas HaTorah, Bakrivchem Mincha Chadush El Hashem, you have to bring a new Mincha, the Shtei Alechem, B'Shavi Oiseichem, in your weeks. What does this word, B'Shavi Oiseichem, mean? It comes Chag HaBikurim is only one day. It's on the 6th of Sivan. So what does the Torah say? You have to bring a mincha chadush l'Hashem b'shovi oiseichem, in your weeks. What does this mean, in your weeks? Explains the Rebbe, the same Yisod as Rabbeinu Bechai. And this is the same Yisod that Heilig Rishna is explaining to us. You know how you get to the Yontif of Chag HaShavios? And that's why it's called the Chag of Shavuos, of weeks. Because it depends, b'shavi oiseichem. It all depends how you have conducted yourself throughout these weeks. This is depending what we will utilize, how we will utilize the time of Sis Oimer. This is how our Chag HaShavuos will be. And in the Sfurma right, the Chag HaShavuos is a Yom HaDin of Torah, of Ruchnius. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin for Gashmius, for Panusa. Shvius is a Yom HaDin for Ruchnius. How much we're going to steig in the following year, that's all decided on the Yontif of Kabbalah HaTorah. But how the Yontif of Kabbalah HaTorah is going to be depends on how we prepare ourselves and ready ourselves now in the sphere. So this is a way of introduction. Now, however, we've got to ask ourselves, so what is this avoida that we should be doing, that we are supposed to be doing now in the days of Sfiras HaOimer? So it's written a very famous sefer, Shem Mishmiel. Shem Mishmiel was one of the Gedolim who lived before the Second World War. He was a son of the Avne Nezer, was also one of the great Gedolim, the Sokot Shover Rebbe. The Shem Mishmiel explains the Gevaldige Yesod. What is our avoider, which we have to concentrate on? Doesn't make a difference, men or women. It's like we said, even women who don't have to count the oimer, but they still got a mitzvah, says the Mechaber, not to do melucha, because it's now this man of Chol HaShemoed. So what should we be focusing on? What should be the avoider of these days? So says the Shem Mishmiel, we know it's written in the Torah, B'sfartem lachem, sheva shabusois, Tamimois tiena. The avoider is avoider of tamimois. And then the Medrash Rabbatak brings a pusik that the Rabbi Shem says, Yodei Hashem Yemei Samimim, Kashem Shehem Tamimim, Kach Shenoisom Tamimim. The Rabbi Shem loves Yodei Hashem Yemei Samimim, the days of those who are on this level of tamimim. Kashem Shehem Tamimim, Kach Shenoisom Tamimim. And somebody who is tamimim, so his entire life is one long saga of tamimus. What is this? What does it mean, tamimois tihiyena? What is this avoider? So explains the Shem Mishmiel as follows. We have a pusik in Parshas Shoftim. The Rabbi Shem tells us there in Parshas Shoftim, tumim tiye im Hashem Elokecha. What does this mean? What does it mean, tumim tiye Hashem Elokecha? Explains Rashi, Tomim Tiem Hashem Lekecha, Hishaloch Imoy B'Samimus. You should act, you should go with Rabbi Shloilem B'Samimus. Again, I haven't yet found out what does it mean, Tamimus. But Tetzapeloi, says now Rashi, I'll explain to you what does this mean, Tamimus. V'loi Sachkoi Acha Ho Asidois. Don't worry about the future. Ela kol ma sheyuvoy alecho. Whatever's going to happen to you, kabel b'samimois. Just be mekabel it b'samimois. Va'oz tia imoy elechelkoi. And then you will be with the Rabbi Nishloim. The Pusik says, Tumim tiye im Hashem Lecha. Be tumim, be one together with the Rabbi Nishloim. How do I do this? Says Rashi, you know what this means? Loisach koi acho hasidus. Don't worry about the future. Everything was going to happen to you, whatever it should be, Kabul Basmima. So Rabbi Nishloim has got a master plan. He knows what's happening. He knows what's doing. He's doing. Don't you come along and say, I've got to worry about myself. We look around us today. We see, unfortunately, most people, their whole lives are consumed by worry. What's going to be tomorrow? What's going to be the day after tomorrow? What's going to be next week and next month? People, they've got no menicha. They're running. They can't cope with life. Are you okay for today? Are you managing today? Is today all right? Are you happy? Yes. So what's the whole problem? Next tomorrow, next day, day after, next week, next month, 5 years down the road. They're busy planning their entire life. They're never able to focus on the present. They can't focus on the present because they're worrying about tomorrow. And this is, unfortunately, a great nisoyen. Rav Dessler writes a Moedei Kalushin at the back of Mechtav Meleyui. Writes Rav Dessler as follows. Ha'usid, the future, hirak dimyoinois. It's just imagination. It hasn't happened yet. What's going to be? You think to yourself, it's going to be azoy. Ha'usid, hirak dimyoinois. It's only the future. It's in your imagination. Ha'ova, the past. Some people live in the past. Ha'ova, hirak zichroinois. It's only memories. It doesn't exist anymore. It's gone. It's been. So who are you? What's your life? Ha'hoiva, the present. Ha'hoiva, hi chayecho. That's your life. Vehi kiloi nisyoinois. And it's full of nisyoinois. A moira dikisot from Rav Dessler. There are some people that live only in the future. They're always worrying about the future. It might not happen. It's not going to be that way. Don't carry on planning for the future. Some people, they live only in the past. Worried about what happened yesterday, before. Always going on about the past. Your life is now. This split second that we're talking. What are you doing now? This is your life. Ahoy v'hi chayecho v'hi kiloi nisyoinus. Live in the present. Don't live in the past. Don't live in the future. Live in the present. This, says the Torah, this is the avodah of tumim tia and moshekach. When you live in the present, then you'll understand. And kol mash yubalecho kabel b'smiyus. As on the Shem Shmiel now as follows. When the first Aveira took place with Adam and Chava, you would ask most people, what was the actual Aveira, what they did wrong? What was the Shoirish of the Aveira? You'd say, the Shoirish of the Aveira, it's written in the Torah. They saw this beautiful fruit on the Eitz Hadas, v'hi nechmed lamara. It looked beautiful, it was enticing. It was a Tavas u'achila. There was something got connected with Tavas. They wanted to have this delicious fruit. That's how we all understand. Says the Shem Mishmiel, no, that wasn't actually the Shoirish of the Aveira. You know what the Shoirish of the Aveira is? Look in the Sefer in Parashas Bereishis. It's written there that the Nochosh said to Chava, Ki Yodei Elohim, Ki B'yoy Machol Chamimeni. The Rabbi Yishon knows fully well that the Yodei are going to eat from this tree, which is called the Eitz Hadas. All the Das is in this tree. If you eat from it, V'nifkechi Einechem, suddenly your eyes are going to be opened up. You're going to be mamish like the Rabbi Yishon. You're going to know everything and anything that you ever want to know. Says the Shem Shmiel, you know what this Aveir, the Shosh Aveir of Udam Harishon was? It was a lack of Tamimois, of Tomim Tia Im Hashem Lekecho. Said the Nochosh to Udam and Chava, now you're lacking something, you're missing something, you don't know it all, you're missing out. Eat this fruit, and you're going to have such das for Yisak Lekim, Yodei Atoivaro. Zuk the Shem Shmiel, it was a chisoroin of Tumim Tia Im Hashem Elokecho. If there would be Tumim, Lo Yisach Kachasiz, don't worry about what's going to be. This is what the Baal Shem wants of you, this is what he's asked of you. Be happy, this is your lot, don't worry about anything else. Says the Shem Shmiel, we understand now why when Adam and Chava ate from this tree, the Eitz Hadas, it brought Misa L'Olam. The reason being is because somebody who is Tomim, says the Pusik, Tia Im Hashem Lekecho. Like Rashi says, for us, Tia Imoy Lechelko, you'll be with the Boshem Lechelkoi. So just like the Boshem is Nitzchias, is forever, we were supposed to be forever. So somebody is Tomim, he is Im Hashem Lekecho, he will live forever. But when, unfortunately, they broke this and they were no longer on the Madreg of Tamimus of Tomim Tia Meshekecho, so that brought Misa L'Olam. Says the Shem Shmiel, that's why by Yaakov Ovini state that Yaakov Ish Tom. Yaakov was zoicha to this level of tamimus. So dafke by Yaakov, tell us Chazal, Yaakov avini loy meis. Yaakov avini never was nifta. We need to understand what this means. Oh, but this is what Chazal tell us. Yaakov avini didn't die. He never died. Why? Because if Yaakov avini is an ish tom, he was zoicha to this level of tamimus. Tom, by the way, is the opposite order of mess. Mess is mem tof. Tof is tof, tof mem. It's the opposite of mess. So Yaakov Avini is loy mes. When Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai and they were makabel the lichos, tell us Chazal that the lichos was written, it was churis al halichos. Vamichtav michtav elekim, says the Pusik in Parshas Kisisa. The Rebbeinu is writing vamichtav michtav elekim, churis al halichos, engraved inside the lichos. Tell us Chazal, what does it mean? Churis al tikra, churis elocheiris. Cheres mimalach hamovis. That when the Yidnu makabel the lichos, the makabel the Torah, really, they came back to how the world should be, B'shas Udam Harishon. There's no more Misa. Why not? Why is there no more Misa? Why suddenly did Misa vanish? Says the Shem Mishmila Gavaldi Gabshat. The Gemara tells us in Masech the Shabbos, there was a Tzedoki who came to Rova, and he poked fun at Rova and at Klal Yisrael, and he said, you hold yourself so important, so great, that you were Mekabel the Torah, and you said Naseh v'Nishma. That's a foolish thing to do. You agree to something, and you don't even know what you're letting yourself in for. That's not an intelligent way to behave. That's a foolish way to behave. And he said to Rova, you are Amma Paziza. You are a hasty and foolish people. That's nothing clever. So what did Rova answer back to this Tzedoki? Answered Rova back to this Tzedoki with a pusik. Timas Yeshurim Tanchem. Timas is Lushan from Tomim, from Temimus. The Temimus of Klal Yisrael, who they knew, like Chazal tell us, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba Bitroinia Al Briyosov. Boshem doesn't ask from us more than we are capable of. They believed, they went with the Temimus of the Boshem. If the Boshem wants to give us a Torah, and is asking us to give us a Torah, Tomim Tiyam Hashem Kecho, we believe the Boshem is going to give us something which we are capable and able of keeping. The Boshem is not going to ask from us something more than we can manage. And therefore, said Rova, if the Boshem is giving us the Torah, that means we are capable of keeping it. So says the Shem Mishmiel, we see that when Klal Yisrael were mekabel the Torah, they came to this level of temimois, timas yeshurim tanche. So if they came to the level of temimois, we understand, once it's tomim tia ima Hashem Elokecho, so therefore, they were now again, churis, cheres, mimalach hamovis. So if you were the Rebbein Shloilem, one can live forever. And this is our avoider in the days of Sphira, to work upon ourselves this middah of temimois. Many times, unfortunately, people think to us, it's so hard to be a frimid, it's so hard to be erlich, so many mitzvahs, there's so much to do, and there's so much. We have to know, however, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba Bitrinios, Bitrinia in Briyosov. Boshem does not come and ask, tells us Chazal, more than we are capable of doing. If the Boshem has asked of this of us, we can do it. And now, in the days of the Omer, is the avoider to come to Tamimus. Finishes off the Shem Mishmiel, that what was the Avera of the Eagle? You know what the Avera of the Eagle was? That the Yidden came along and they said, Zel ha'ish Moshe lo yadani mehoyeloi. He's just vanished, he hasn't come back. He went up and he hasn't come back. So who's going to help us? They worried in the midst of themselves, Moshe Baini's not come back, something's happened to him. Lo yadani mehoyeloi. So oy bezoi, they worried, what's going to be? So the Aveira of doing what brought the eagle was a chisuren in this middah of Tamimois. They lost this middah of Tamimois. So that's why, said the Shem Mishmiel, that's what brought back, through the Chet HaEgel, brought back Misa La'olam. So this is the avoider of Sfiras HaOimer. Come to this level of Tamimois. In the Sefer Be'er Yosef, this is from Rabbi Yosef Salant, who was a Udom Gudel Ma'oid, lived in Yerushalayim, has a beautiful, beautiful mama, this week's Pasha, on this inyan of Sfiras HaOimer. And that is as follows. He asks a kasha, which other mafarshim ask the same kasha. The mitzvah is called the mitzvah of Sfira Su'oyma. And that's the nisach of the brucha which we make. Asher kitshuni b'mitzvois v'tzivuni al Sefiras Ho'oyma. And as I said in the Torah, v'svartem lachem mimochas ha-shabbos miyoyim ha-viyachmas oyma ha-tanifa sheva shabbosis timimois tiyena. The Torah tells us, start counting from the day after you bring the korban oyma. So ask the mafarshim, what connection does this mitzvah have with the korban ha-oyma? Why is the mitzvah called the mitzvah of counting the oyma? And what does it mean, the word oyma? The word oyma actually is just a measurement. We know that with the karbunas it used to come a korban mincha. How much was this korban mincha? Well, there were different amounts, but many of the karbunas were what's called an asiris ha'efa, a tenth of an efa. The korban tomid, which was brought every single day, says in the Torah in Parshas Pinchas, you bring one keves, one lamb in the morning for the korban tomid, and one in the afternoon. And you bring in a measurement a tenth of an efer. Now, how much is a tenth of an efer? Is an oimer. But yet, we don't find anywhere in the Torah that the Torah uses this word, an oimer. Only in two places. We're told it in Parshas Beshalach by the mon. You want to know how much mon fell every single day? Tells us the Torah, v'ho'oyme asiris ho'efer. There fell an amount which was the amount of an oyme, which is, tells us the Torah, asiris ho'efer. The second place where the Torah uses this name, this measurement of oyme, is here by the korban oyma, which the korban oyma, we're told, is the amount of an oyma. The question is, ask them a farshim, everywhere else in the Torah, when it speaks about the same measurement, uses it, calls it a different name, calls it an asiris ho'efa. It seems from this that is a connection between the korban ho'oyma and the mon, which fell in the midbar, which was called v'ho'oyma asiris ho'efa. And as I state very clearly as well in a lushan in Chazal, state in Medrash Rabbah here in Parshas Emoi, where the Torah tells us to bring a korban ha'oyma, says the Rabbeinu Shloim, Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, Emoi lahem liYisrael, tell Klal Yisrael, k'sheyisi noisen lachem es hamon, when I used to give you the mon, I would give an oyma to each and every one of you. Got every single day a portion of mom, which was an oyma. Hahud adichsev oyma lal gilgoyles. Straight in the Parshat Mon. How much mom fell? An entire oyma lal gilgoyles for every person. Va'achshav she'atem noisem li. And now, once a year, you're bringing me this korban. I'm only getting one oyma from all of you. We see clearly somehow there is a link here between the korban oyma and the mon in the midbar. Furthermore, we know, it says in the parsha, when did the korban ha-oyma first start to be brought? It's written in the Torah. It says very clearly, Ki savoi el ha-oretz ashani noisen lachem. When you're going to count Etzrul, the ksatim es kisira, and you're going to cut the new produce, v'aveisim es oyma reishis kitzirich mal oyma. That day, which is then the second day of Pesach, you have to bring a korban ha'oyma. Now, when did the Yidden eat the mon? How long did the Yidden have mon to eat? We know the mon fell the entire 40 years, but it stopped on Zayin Adar. The Zayin Adar, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, the mon stopped. But tells us the Pusik, this is in Sefer Yoshia, in Perek Ches, Vayoichli ma'avoy ha'oretz, mimochres ha'pesach, matzis v'kuli be'etzem hayoim hazeh, vayishbois ha'om mimochres ba'ochle ma'avoy ha'oretz, v'loy hoya oid livnei Yisrael mon, vayoichli mitvies ez kenoam b'shonahi. Tells us the Pusik, and also state the Gemara condition in Daf Lamed Ches, that the Yidden gathered up mon when Moshe Rabbeinu was Niftan Zayin Adar, normally they weren't allowed to leave it over to the next day, but they knew that this is the last day of Mon. They gathered up lots of Mon on Zayin Adar, and they ate from that Mon, from Zayin Adar, until Tes Zayin Nissan, the second day of Pesach. Second day of Pesach, they brought the Korban HaOmer, and then they were allowed to start eating from the Tevir, from the produce of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Be'er Yosef, this isn't, by the way, a coincidence that they ate Mon until Tezayin Adar. Sorry, so until Tezayin Nissan, second day Pesach. They brought the Korban HaOmer, and then they started to eat from the local produce from the ground. Says the Be'er Yosef, a gewaldig gewalt. You want to know why this Korban is called Korban HaOmer? Because by the Mon used to fall Oymer Lagel Goylus. A Yid was in the Mon, he didn't have to worry. Tomem Tiyeh, didn't have to worry about where we're going to have food from. Didn't have to worry, actually we've run out of some ingredients, we've got to run to the shop. Actually we're not going to have enough for supper, for tomorrow, for breakfast and everything else. Every single day, Mon fell min hashamayim. Hamarbe loy hedef, hamamit loy hechse. Everybody had what to eat. Nobody went hungry. Had all the different tastes. Everything was gewaldig. This worked fantastically until Tezayin Omer. Comes Tezayin Omer, the last Mon is finished. What's going to do? The cupboards are all bare. What we're going to do, can imagine, nobody ever cooked before. All the housewives were not used to cooking and baking and everything else. You just had the Mon, had all the taste, and it was probably tasted far better than any housewife was able to make at home. So there's no point in baking and cooking. The Mon tasted better than everything was. Lechem Avirim was Lechem of Malachi Ashuras. And suddenly now, we've got to start cooking and baking and sowing and harvesting and everything else. So says Rabbi Nishlam, I want you should bring a Korban HaOmer. Say Chazal, why do you bring a Korban HaOmer? That this should bring around a brucha, should bring a brucha in the Tevia of the Uris. Zuk the Be'er Yosef, you know why it's called Omer? To remind us of the Mon. And this is taka the avoider of the Sfiras HaOmer. The avoider of the Sfiras HaOmer says the Rabbi Nishlam, V'sfarten lachem mimochas ha-shabbos, miyoyim avyachmas Omer. Every year comes Tezayin Nissan, you have to bring a Korban HaOmer. This Korban HaOmer you bring on the day you stopped eating Mon. This Korban is called an Omer. It's not called Asiyas HaOmer. It's called an Omer in order to remind us, in order to tell us, remember the Mon that you ate in the Midbar? You didn't have to worry, you were B'yad Hashem. And when you're B'yad Hashem, the Rebbe takes care of all your needs. So even now, you're going along by yourself, and you might think, Koichi v'oitzim yudi, don't forget the lesson of the Mon. Hamarbe loy hedif, v'hamamet loy hechse. Those who tried to gather more, didn't have more. Those who only gathered less, didn't lose out. Everybody got what was allotted to them, min hashemayim. And that's the message why this is called Korban HaOmer. And this is the avoida, this is the hachona for Kabbalas HaTorah. Tomim tiye im Hashem kechav, lo yisachka achasidus. Don't go running along making your big plans. I've got to do this, I've got to do that. Avada, ishtadlus. One has to do ishtadlus. But don't do over exaggerated ishtadlus. Worrying constantly what's going to be 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line. People make these master plans for what's going to be loyal and vued. A Yid once came to Rebellion Lopian, a bucha in yeshiva, he was there for a year or two, and he came to Rebellion and he said to Rebellion, I'm leaving yeshiva now. So Rebellion said, why are you leaving? I said, I'm going to study in university. He said, why are you going to study? He said, I need to have a panusa, and I need to learn to know what to do. So Rebellion said to him, why do you need to have a panusa? He said, what do you mean, Rebbe? One has to have panusa. You've got to have a wife and children. You have to be able to look after them and feed them. You have to have panusa. So Rebellion said to him, who says you're ever going to get married? If you're going to stay at Alta Bucha your whole life? Rebbe, why are you cursing me? How have I no hope to get married? And me and Tashem are going to get married. Okay, you're going to get married. Who says you're ever going to have a children? So what do you need so much panusa for? Rebbe, what are you cursing me for? Me and Tashem are going to have children. So Rebellion said to him, I don't understand you. You just said to yourself, Emir Hashem, you're going to get married. It means it's B'yad Hashem. Im Yad Hashem, the boys are going to give you children. That's B'yad Hashem. So the marriage is B'yad Hashem. The children is B'yad Hashem. The panusa, the boys can't help you to give panusa. That you've got to come along and leave yeshiva to go and study university because the boys is not going to help you. Just like you understand, the boys will help you to get married. The boys will help you, Yad Hashem, to have children. So the boys will help you to have panusa. Avada, you have to do hishtadlus. But don't do exaggerated ishtadlis, things which are over the top. And this is the lesson of the Oymer. This is the lesson that we have to put our bituchen in a minna in the Rabbeinu Shloilem. This is what Chazal tell us. The Torah was only given to those who eat mon. And normal for Shemas Akasha, today there's no mon, so what does this mean? What it means is that a person, if he has a minim bituchen, it is if he is eating mon. Whatever he eats, he's got a minim bituchen. The boishim sent this to me. It was not koichi va'oitzim yudi. We know the chinuch writes, somebody who benches with kavuna, he's miftach shelo yechseloi mezoinoisav. There's a haftocha, says the chinuch. If you bench with kavuna, then the boishim will send you panusa. You'll always have, you won't go hungry. There's a kasha, many people ask this kasha. We say in the first bruch of Birchas Hamuzin, Evetivoy Hagudoil, Tumid Loi Chusa Luni, Val Yachsa Luni, Muzin Loil and Ved. The boy in Shemativ Hagudoil, Tumid Loi Yachsa Luni, we've never gone hungry. And then we ask, and please, Val Yachsa Luni, is that really so? Can we say that throughout the course of history, there's never been such a thing as Yidden gone hungry? In Auschwitz, didn't they go hungry? In all the Gezeiras, didn't Yidden go hungry throughout the ages? Were there never famines? So what does it mean that we say in Birchas Hamuzin, Evetivoy Hagudol Tumid Loi Chusaluni? We've never gone hungry, we're never lacking. Explain the Rishonim that this is a brucha. We know Chazal tell us, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was masak in the first brucha when the mon came. This was a brucha which Moshe Rabbeinu was masak on the mon. In the Midbar, nobody ever went hungry. This brucha is referring to the mon in the Midbar. Ivetivay Agudal, 40 years, Loi Chusaluni. It never ever happened that a fellow would say, I'm hungry, mommy, I'm so hungry, there's nothing to eat. Never happened. Everybody ate the mon, everybody was full until the next day. So we ask, Vetivay Hagudol Tum Lechusaluni. So I understand, Rebbeinu Shloilem, you are the one who's looking after me. So oy bazoy val yachsaluni musan la'olam v'ved. Please understand, I'm in your hands. It's not the koichi v'oitzim yudi. It's your Rebbeinu Shloilem. So says the chinuch, when a person says birchas hamuzan with kavuna, he comes to this realization, I am in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shloilem. It's everything Rebbeinu Shloilem. This is taka. Then he zoicha to eat mon min hashemayim, just like it fell mon, so it falls mon as well nowadays. There was just a story this week I heard, a stranger from Mexico turned up in Yerushalayim, in Meir Shaorim, carrying 1 million shekels, that's like 250,000 pounds, turned up, and he wanted to give it to Stuka. So he was walking along the street, handing out envelopes to whoever came over to him. Just walking down the street, he had a whole box with 1 million shekel, handing out random, no questions asked. Hey, you want some money? You want some money? You want some money? In 5-10 minutes, the whole lot was gone. And whoever was there, got. Who was those people who were there? Those who the Rebbeinu Shem wanted, that they should be there at that particular moment, because the Rebbeinu Shem had sent a shliach from Mexico to come and give out for those people the 1 million shekel. Why and how? The Rebbeinu Shloilem sends the mon min hashamayim. Each person, it's not the koichi voitzim yudi. And this is taka the avoida of the mei hasfira, that we should realize these are days of choyloi shalmoyed. Choyloi shalmoyed, you know, there's certain haluchas of melucha that you can do, certain meluchas that you can't do. This is the concept of sfiras ha'oimer. Realize we don't have to do it all ourselves. Our life should be a life of choyloi shalmoyed. Yes, we have to do hishtadlus, but not over-the-top hishtadlus. Not going exaggerated things which is not necessary. A person has to do so much, but when it comes to a mitzvah, says the Mishnah Berurah, Zman HaSfiras HaOimer, then no, don't do anything. Zman HaMitzvah, Now you have to stop doing melucha. That's how it should be. That's the person should be his outlook on life. I've got to do ishtadlis, but not on the cheshbon of Torah, not on the cheshbon of mitzvahs. Then is by me as man of choyle shemoyed, and then a person will be zoicha, we should all be zoicha mitzvahem, to mekabel the Torah b'shleimus, omen ken yirutzen, and a git Shabbos.